Adam, have you got any more strange requests or DMs?
I get many of them.
Maybe you can make a calendar, Adam. Now that would be awesome.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
And you had another message saying, donate to kids.
Yeah, that was it. Just donate to kids. No, like affiliated charity or anything, no. Just donate to kids.
No idea if you're going to see this, and kind of hoping you don't, as I'm about to embarrass myself. You are a fine-looking man.
I've been
crushing on you for ages. And even though I'm very sorry about your breakup, it is easier to fantasize about a man who doesn't have a girlfriend lurking in the corner.
I'll sign your tits.
Get that at the start of the podcast, Josh.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And welcome back to the Breaking Beard podcast. We're so prepared, are we, this week, that Josh, my esteemed co-host, is about to tuck in some porridge. Beginning way through the podcast. How you been, old boy?
All right, mate. I missed you. We were supposed to record on Friday, and then you dropped us like it was hot. You've been busy, lad.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really that wasn't really my fault. It's because you got to bed at like 7 p.m. So, admittedly, I was a little late in the day, but I was asking like what time. If I recall, I was asking what time we're going to get started, because I did momentarily forget, and then I couldn't do a certain time. But then you didn't confirm what time we could do, so I'm just like, right, fuck it, just it's going over next week. Yeah, sorry, George, you're gonna have to beep that one. But I'll try and keep it to a minimum.
You're looking a bit lacking of energy this morning, mate. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I got decaf instead of regular calf. Yeah, I don't know, but maybe I have to nick some of your porridge. In fact, no, I never eat that stuff, man. Is that fuel stuff?
It's just a porridge. It's just a porridge.
No, turn it around. It's like the brand is, yeah, fuel. Look, it says on the top.
It's got high in fiber. Yeah, not sponsored. A high protein of 13 grams.
Yeah, that's why I don't
what
eat
a
it.
Joke,
it's
man.
Like, it's like when you get those Snickers protein, they've got like six grams of protein.
It's like, it is 10 past nine. I came from the gym to pick George up because his car's broken. Straight here. So we'll talk about that in a bit. YouTube right, comments.
Are we getting into the comments? Yeah, we're jumping the gun, aren't we?
Let's have it.
Play the fucking jingle.
It's time for a YouTube comment from you.
All right, first comment from Chris Bruce. Josh,
I used to work with a guy called Chris Bruce. Mad as a box of frogs, he was.
Not the same guy.
Once headbutted a guy at work, and he didn't even get the sack. Bruce,
at the bank?
Yeah, man. Bruce, if he headbutted a guy, it was a knob as well. So like, I always loved him for it. So Bruce, I'm sure you don't listen. Bruce, but like, if you are listening,
a customer or a colleague?
No, a guy that worked at the bank. He headbutted another guy that worked at the bank.
All right.
But if you're watching, Bruce, I love you, man. I love you. Also, once stopped a robbery, caught live on CCTV by throwing beans at somebody.
Beans?
Yeah, he was high. Somebody was trying to rob the shop, and then. This is a funny little side tangent. Yeah. So somebody tried to rob this shop in like
We'll be with you in a minute, Chris.
Sorry, man. Is it Little London? You know, like in Leeds. You know where the big Halifax building is?
Yeah,
big
yeah.
Lloyd's building.
Yeah.
Right? That general
yeah, yeah,
area.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a shop there. Some guy tried to rob. The only other guy in the shop is this guy, Chris Bruce. I'm laughing because you would find it humorous if you knew him, right? So he's hiding in the back of the shop, presumably planning what he's going to do to try and stop this robbery. And he steps out and he's like, right, mate, you need to leave now. This poor bloke needs to feed his family and you're making me really nervous. And you don't want to see me when I'm nervous. And this is what it's all captured on. You need to Google it, man. So the guy doesn't leave. Yeah. So Chris starts throwing cans of fucking pizza.
Heinz.
And I think, if I recall, I could be remembering this wrong, but I think he quite successfully stopped the robbery. I don't think the guy got anything out of him. I don't know why. Probably because if you
the
throw
hero
beans
that
at
Leeds
somebody,
deserves, eh?
I guess they probably hurt if you throw cans of beans at somebody. Anyway, what was this Chris Bruce saying?
So this Chris Bruce, might be the same Chris Bruce. Josh, stop scratching your new tattoo. 800 quid a session and you are going to cause faded spots.
Fuck me. Can we stop talking about this tattoo? Also,
stop swearing.
Oh, did I just swear?
I can see George twitching in the corner.
Yeah. Have a tattoo done and see how itchy it becomes. Like, you can't help but itch it. It's healed now anyway. It's all good. Not a mark missed.
Good. Next one from Matt3642. Love all these celeb diets. They always leave out the parts of, oh, I also have a personal trainer. I also have a private chef. I also live in a lifestyle where I don't work stupid hours, where I don't have a break, so I don't have to eat a meal deal on the go. Oh, and I have a gym at home. And I have all the money to make this possible, but it will work for you as well.
Come on, though, now. Those are, I mean, that's like when people say to me, like, oh, I don't have time to train. Like, shut the flip up, man. Make time to train.
Good from the man. With no real job or kids.
I used to wake up at 5 a.m. to train before work. So pipe down. What's the next comment?
Nice guy Mitch says, I found this podcast a little over a week ago, and since then I've watched about 1.5 years worth of content. Needless to say, I've been enjoying it a lot. Thanks
Pause
for the great
out for
show.
Mitch. Poor bloke. What are you doing? 1.5 years worth? Jesus Christ.
That'd be about right, actually. We're 2 years into this sinking ship.
I know, like, you posted something the other day, which was like a clip, I guess, from one of the really early ones. I'm like, shit, I look actually quite young there and fresh-faced. Like, I'm not actually broken.
Full of youthful exuberance.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Comment from David McDougall.
What a name. I don't know why that's
McDougall. McDougall. No one talking about beard taking some serious length off the beard. Nearly fell off my chair as always, a great episode. Not missed an episode yet. Keep it up.
I'm not taking that much off. Although I did the trim. We talked about this before. I finally came to terms with the fact that this sucker is terminal. So I stopped tying it and trying to keep it growing. And just neatened it up a little bit. Not personally, of course. I would never cut my own beard. But thanks for noticing, David.
McDougall.
Is that it?
One more from Kenneth Bynum. Adam, the less we know about you, the better for your cash cow channel. Dump this crap, take a month off and sort out your personal issues. Come back strong on Beard Meets Food. This is from a huge fan.
I don't really have any personal issues outside what I've normally had for the last 5 years. I don't really treat the channel like the main channel like a cash cow, I don't think. I mean, if people watch this and it stops them watching the other channel, so be it, you know? Like, I'm not going to change who I am. And... come back strong. The last two videos have been like 1 and 2 of 10. So like, ooh. I'm cool, man. But thank you.
What was the most recent one that went up? That pizza one?
Yeah, I changed the title. You know, it's funny what it shows you what a title change does to like, I can only recall one time ever before I've actually changed the title of a video. But like, I knew that was like such a good, there's a really famous pizza challenge, a place called Benny's Pizza Review, which is a huge chain. There's like 40 locations. And they give you like 280, if you're not a professional, they give you $280 if you win. So I knew that would be like compelling, and people always ask me to do it like multiple times a week. So when that went up, it was like 6 of 10 after like an hour, and I wouldn't even normally check that. And I thought, that's kind of weak for what it is, because I thought the video was quite good. And so I just changed the title to put like the fact that you win $280 at the start of the title.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it became like, it went up to 2 of 10.
Wow.
Which is odd. But I think there was a weird kind of backlash in there, because in the video, the store manager says 45,000 people have tried it, and everyone's like, oh, it's BS, man. Like, I don't believe it. Why? And like, claiming that I'm lying. I'm like, I'm just relaying what the guy is saying to me. And I'm like, there's loads of people like, the math ain't mathing. I'm like, the maths are mathing, because they've got like 40 locations. They've been open like 12 years.
Yeah.
It's like an attempt. It works out like an attempt every 3 days, which is highly reasonable. I'm not about to say the guy's lying, am I? You know what I mean? Like, I take people for their word most of the time, you know? So, but I don't know, like, I just thought it was mad, because the guy's like, 45,000 people have tried. I'm like, man, that's a lot.
And how many had completed it?
Like 7.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot, were it?
Nah, 7, which is understandable, because like, you only get like, it's like 28 inches, 28 minutes, $280 is supposed to, you know, so 28, yeah. So I don't know why. But if you're, and a lot of people got mad as well, because I was like, I don't know what a professional is. They're like, bro, you know, stop playing dumb. You know what a professional is. I was like, no, what I'm getting at is the fact that I'm not paid to eat, am I? Nobody pays me to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm paid on the basis of ad revenue from videos which are supposed to be entertaining. So I just don't understand the like, when people put like in their bio professional eater, I'm like, oh my God. Because like, I don't get it. Like, unless you're Joey Chestnut, he's literally a professional eater, because he gets by on the prize money that he earns from eating, right? That's a professional eater to me. But anyway, I wasn't knocking them. Like, it's their... They get to set the rules, but...
It was a good video, mate. That was one of the few that I've watched recently. And
The audio... The commentary and the audio was, like, too... Sorry, man. It was,
what do you mean?
It was quiet. I don't know. I must have mastered it wrong. And it got past my stringent quality checks.
I didn't notice that. I thought it was funny, though, when you stood up to go get a drink and you were... I could still hear you clear as day, and then I realised you had that little laugh thing on. I was like, that's fucking weird that... Oh, sorry, George. It's like, he's walked to the back of the room to go get a can, like a bottle of pop. But yeah, man. Good video, man.
The manager there, I was very supportive as well. Like, he brought me some like dips over and stuff, and it was nice that he wanted me to win. Because as well as that, some people like, oh, you go in there, you pretend like you don't know. Like, they didn't know I was coming. Right. I had not told them I was coming. I just turned up and said, can I do it, you know? Which I always think makes it kind of fun, because they'll be like, you know, it's a bit more organic. But yeah, it was a cool video. But yeah, thanks, man. In response to the comment, no to like all your recommendations. But
was that an answer to a comment?
I went a bit rambly, but I need to just shut the flip up and let you do some talking.
How long have we going for, George, already?
10 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus Christ.
We could carry over these notes to the second one we're going to do this week at this rate.
Maybe.
Yes, we were late this morning coming in because George's Pussy Patrol... The magnet had broken. You know?
You like to say the P word?
I don't know.
Is that not going to get us demonetized? No?
I think you might be okay.
A real life pussy magnet. The magnet has broken in the car, so...
Magnet?
Yeah. You know, the pussy magnet.
Oh, right. That. I thought you actually meant like that was the real thing that's on the car.
George, what's happened, lad?
No. So I broke down on Thursday night.
He breaks down often.
Yeah, I know what that feels like. That's about to say.
Shower.
What the fuck? Oh, I just swore again.
I don't know. Please stop. Yeah, broke down on the motorway Thursday night.
Ooh, motorway as well. Dangerous.
I've only had the car for 3 months, so it's not ideal. This is actually, I've counted it up now, the fourth time in I think 6 or 7 years of driving that I've broken down. I feel like that's a bad silly luck, amount.
I feel like you're the common denominator there. Like, I haven't broken down that
much. We've seen you crash your car a few times. Yeah, not this one, this is a nice
maybe
one.
You want to take those Pass Plus things, you know, where they teach you how to drive better. I don't know. You survived?
What happened?
Well, I'm here, so yeah.
What what time did you break down at?
Like 11:30 at night.
Oh.
So then I got on the phone. I had like 10% battery on my phone as well, no charger in the car.
Class.
It's called breakdown cover, and they said, oh, it could be up to 4 hours. I was like, what?
Didn't you give Joshy G a call?
No.
No? He was. He'd have been like 4 hours into his like sleep at that point. Yeah.
No, so just had to sit on the roadside and wait. And then got towed away. I got home about 2:30.
Yeah.
And then, not great. So the car's in the garage at the minute. I couldn't get it in to a garage all weekend because it's Easter weekend. Everywhere's shut. So I had to wait till yesterday, Tuesday, to get it in.
How much was the car at the point of purchase?
The car, I don't really want to say on a podcast.
No, you can. Like 10 grand, wasn't it?
Around about, yeah.
You know what you should do? Buy a more expensive car.
What did he comment in chat? George messaged in the chat saying we've broken down.
Do you
know
what you should do? Give me a bonus.
Me? I'm not your gaffer.
Give me a bonus.
Yeah, this doesn't make any money yet.
No.
Like
the Gordon Ramsay video you did that.
Yeah.
One day, baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of my sleeping, actually, here's a weird one. So I normally am up like before my alarm every day. Apart from today, I was like... Mm.
Danielle, yeah, I was waiting outside the office for you.
Danielle had to wake me up because my alarm was going off. And I had the weirdest dream. You might have to cut this out, George. But,
now it's all okay.
No, it's
a good start.
So like, I've got a lot going on. We're trying to move. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes as well as trying to move. I'm going to try and move house and move the studio in a very limited amount of time. And I was supposed to have my hair cut yesterday, but I was just like, I was so knacked that I can't be bothered trying to get that in today. So I've moved it to today. This is makes sense for the story. So I was asleep, and it must have been early hours this morning where I'm having a dream about getting my hair cut. So if somebody can break this down for me, like what this actually means. I'm having my hair cut, but the guy that cuts my hair just stops cutting my hair like midway through, and somebody else comes in and starts cutting my hair. And I'm like, this is weird. So the change is for another guy who like, I don't know. And he's like talking to me about fighting and stuff. I don't even recognize the guy, but he's talking to me like we've spoke about fighting, you know, like previously in the past.
You're asking us to analyse the dream?
Yeah, well,
just you being the... Because you're such a nice fella, being a little bit nervous about cancelling on your barber and rearranging.
So then another guy... So this swaps again to another guy.
Oh, we're still in the dream?
Yeah, still in the dream.
I thought the dream was done.
No, no. So then it changes to a different guy. I don't recognise this guy. And I'm like, this is weird. My haircut's a bit messed up. The last person that walks in is a little person.
Okay.
And I'm like...
In?
No, like a...
Had to use a step stool?
Like, yeah, like Wee Man from Jackass. Right. And that's when Danielle woke me up and I'm going, what the fuck was that dream?
Bizarre, that one.
Like...
Yeah.
Can anybody like tell me what that means?
Apparently, haircut dreams are usually related to loss, whether it's related to your job, your love life, your friends, or your family members. If your haircut dream was positive, however, it could mean that you're starting to remove the negative aspects of your life, allowing new positive energy to grow and prosper.
I don't know if we're positive or negative. It just got weird. In the middle. But I don't even know if my haircut finished. I got woken up.
I reckon you're watching like Jackass highlights before you went to sleep, and that's why a wee man turned up or whatever. Good one, though.
But yeah, and back onto Josh. This is a right mess, this podcast, like usual. Josh got 9 points on his license. Can you believe that?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
What, your insurance premium's like $5,000 a year?
Yeah, not great.
How have you got 9 points?
It's all from variable speed limits on motorways. So you know when it crawls down to like 50.
What, you just ignore
and,
it?
No, you're just driving and it's sort of gradually slowing down. You might be going like 60, like down to 50, and it's just like on the way down.
Nah, come on,
you can see it from
the
miles
only
away.
Way to get knocked by those is you check if there's a yellow box. If there's no yellow box, you don't get clocked.
I know, but I get in a car and then I'm at the destination and then I forget how I got there. I just switch off.
Doesn't really bode well. It's like unconscious for the whole time. Yeah, I think we just established that you are a terrible driver, Josh, but you have my sympathies.
So you got 3 speeding tickets through variable speed cameras.
Yeah, all through that.
Is it like one more and you're banned?
Yeah, one more and he's...
Yeah.
You're toast, buddy.
Yeah, but I've been very, very, very careful.
Good. Well, then the points I've had
so,
the...
So how long effect. Is it before they come off? It's like 2 or 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think I've got...
Oh, yeah, for an American audience,
I think
like...
I've got about a year on my oldest one.
Yeah, for the American audience, you get 3 points for every fine that you get. And if you get 12 points, they take your license off you.
Yeah.
So you're going to become a bus wanker at some point. After you've moved the studio as far away as possible from your house.
This week is like a little warning, little taster of like what that would be like, and it would not be good.
Yeah,
you'd
have to go to court and be like, Your Honour, I need my car to do my gigs and to do my job. That's what Paul Smith had to do. London court because he had that many points on his license.
You can appeal though, can't you? Like,
yeah, you can. You can go in and speak to a judge and be like, listen, mate, I need my car.
What? I mean, it just goes like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, he'll go, yeah, I know.
Tough shit, mate. Shouldn't have been speeding.
No. Like, you can go in and you can fight your case.
I think as well, if you're caught for speeding and you're not like speeding like a maniac, I think they'd be maybe a bit more lenient. Like if you were going like 100 and you got fucking done.
Luckily, like, we had a good feedback because on the Patreon we've done like an uncensored version now, so like we can give it all guns blazing for that. I just have to behave on YouTube. Go on, what were you saying?
Yeah, so like I think they'd probably be a bit more lenient if you're not speeding like a maniac.
You said 100 is not like a maniac.
No, that is like a maniac.
Oh, right, okay, all right.
But if you were like in a 70 and going 78. 77. So I think you can do. Can't you do 10% or something like that?
What are you talking about? Just go the speed limit, man.
If Lando Beard over here,
I know, but
his nice car.
Lando
33 mile an hour.
I just set off like in good time to get wherever I'm at. I'm never in that much of a rush, you know. Like, it served me well over. I don't know. I've been driving 20 years.
Got here in good time this morning.
Yeah, you were efficient today.
I got a Facebook memory this morning. I noticed one. I never normally see it because I never really go on there. Like, you know, my personal page. It was like a picture from 14 years ago. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see this.
It's only like, you can only really see half my head. So I kind of cropped it so like the other person's in the picture is missing, looking at wearing a beanie there.
That's some look, is that, you know?
You look like you're in like an emo punky band.
Well, yes, it would have been the look at the time.
It's weird seeing your chin, actually.
Yeah, but I do have one. That's like,
are you sure?
If there's confirmation,
oh, there, yeah.
If the confirmation you needed one, that's a 5 o'clock shadow, that man.
Oh, I chimed in with
That was back in a bar called Bourbon's. Anyone know what that is now? It's that one that's near the Civic, back the Millennium Square. It's probably like a Flares or some nonsense now. Oh man, used to be a good bar that back in the day.
What are you up to this weekend then? Bank holiday, long weekend? Been up to much?
Sod all, mate. Went to my sister's for Easter dinner because we still, I think, pretend like we're in some way religious.
Oh, I saw you trying to squat with her on your back.
Yeah, did she? I think she might have missed out the correctly performed 8 reps before that. And then I said I could do it. Somebody was filming it. I don't know who was filming it. But I said I was like, I could do this all day. And then she decided when I got to the bottom of the next squat to like lean back. So I fell over. Thought I was going to blow my knee out.
Yeah, but, I thought that's what was going to happen in video.
Sorry, I'm quite supple. So, but yeah, she thought I couldn't like squat her for like one rip. And I'm like,
it'd be so funny if you like squatting her and Noah just comes and whacks you in bollocks.
Wow. he did that earlier in the day, punched me in the balls, but not while I was doing that, fortunately.
So you had a good weekend with the family then?
Yeah, ate some my mum's gone offy pie. It was banoffee pie, but you know she's terrible at baking. So,
was it nice?
It was actually. It wasn't as bad as I thought, but it wasn't. It should have been sweeter, and it wasn't. It was just kind of like banana and not enough toffee. But yeah. You know, far be it for me to criticise her.
Do you know why they call it banoffee pie?
Bananas and toffee.
It's not actually. Google this, George. It's because it was made by the guys that made it. It was called like Dave Bain and Tom Offey. Or something. I swear to God, it's not banana and toffee.
That's
George, Google it.
That's just horseshit, man. There's
it just says.
Say who invented banoffee pie. Google that. I'm telling you,
do you hear that on April 1st?
Nigel McKenzie and Ian Dowding. I think you've heard.
I don't know who told you that.
Well, my weekend consisted of. Trying to sell things on Facebook Marketplace for the first time in my life.
Trying to sell my things on
Facebook. Trying to sell Adam's thing. It's like, they're going to be going free soon. I thought that'll pay for a van to move the stuff across, but fuck me. What?
It was funny too. Can we overlay the little pictures?
Have you got
story?
The pictures, George?
Yeah.
What did I put? So like, what was the...
So you put on your story, selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace is the absolute pits, man. What a bunch of see you next Tuesdays. Mainly full of scammers and folk thinking you can deliver sofas like your DFS madness.
But the
put a screenshot in it.
That would have been funny if you just told you because the story was like somebody chatting to you.
Someone put, "Do you deliver to York?" You put, "Do I look like DFS?"
And then the next one is, "What are the measurements?" And they literally included in the
here.
Pictures.
I've got it here. They put. Is this sofa for sale? Hello, Andy. Yes, it is. But I'm trying to find measurements. Are you able to give me the length as we've been looking for this in a two-seater? It's got got a limited space for it. You put all measurements are on the listing, including pictures, mate. It's just you with like the measuring tape.
You like, I preempted it. Those exact questions, and all you do is answer these stupid questions. Is it available? Will you take, you know, 50 pence and a bag of pork scratchings? You know, can I send my nan's grandma's dog to come pick you up because I'm on a oil rig in Nigeria? Can I send you a PayPal? I'm like, fucking hell. Like, it's honestly been the worst. I was chatting to some guy, right? So at my mum and dad's house, I've still got my, like, furniture there. Like, I've got, like, a chest of drawers and a wardrobe, and we never took it to our house. So it's just there. My mum and dad are thinking of moving, so I'm like, I'll sell it. So I chatted for 3 days, this fucking guy, right?
Stop swearing,
and he's like, I'll come get it on Monday. So we had this back and forth about him coming to get it on Monday. I'm like, yeah, come at this time, sound. He's like, what are the measurements? So again, I sent you the pictures. I'm like, they're the fucking measurements. Sorry, George, you have to do some beeping here, mate.
You've got like 18 to do, I think.
And he says like, yeah, I'll come. So the day before, he then goes, have you dismantled it yet? And I'm like, no. He's like, will you dismantle it before I come? I'm like, no. Like, I'll dismantle it when you're here. Because if you don't come, I'm not having to dismantle, like the wardrobe is still in use. What's the condition? I'm like, it's brand spanking, mate. It's a wardrobe that we've built, and put clothes in. Like, how can you overuse a wardrobe, you know? And sure enough, he never fucking came. So he's like, I'm like, these people, man. Honestly, it's somebody.
It's all right, mate. So do you want a cuddle?
I can't believe it. I can't believe how bad it is. It's the worst. Everyone's trying to like scam me with PayPal links. I'll send you money on PayPal. No, cash on collection.
Send you gift cards.
Honestly, it's. I'm sure many people have had this experience. Not you, but...
I would never... I just couldn't be bothered. I'd just torch it or something, you know what I mean? Like, use it as kindling.
Well, it's like, so a couple of bits of your stuff that we took from your old studio. So I'm like, well, let's just flog it, because...
Should we do it? Let's do a Rate My Takeaway. I'll start signing shit.
Do an auction. Anyway,
for charity.
Do an auction.
Yeah.
Auction.
Maybe. I think that sofa's...
It's sick, that sofa.
It's a stylish sofa. It's not to everyone's taste. It's a bit garish.
But, like it.
Should we could take a picture and then overlay it?
We can't, man. It needs to be gone this week. So it's not... If I could, I'd be like, oh, yeah, let's do something with podcasts.
I don't mean like... I mean just to show people how garish the sofa is.
We'll overlay the picture of the sofa, mate. It's like it's like a patchwork, multicoloured patchwork sofa from your old studio.
Yeah.
And again, like, what's the condition? I'm like, brand new. It was on a set that nobody sat on. Like,
it's got a bit of dust on it because nobody used it, but that's pretty much it.
That's been my weekend pretty much summed up right there. It's been absolutely awful.
Josh Blewett had a bit of a car incident as well, didn't he?
Did you see that?
Yeah,
Porridge Blewett.
Why do we talk about this on the podcast? Nobody knows side who quest. This mother flipper is.
People get to know him though.
So Josh Blewett, we'll have him on one we time. Had him on the Patreon, we had him on like a Patreon podcast when we were out in Germany. We're gonna have to get him on the podcast, I think. Yeah. He's so funny. But he bought a house last year and he's been renovating it since. So he's been paying his mortgage payment since July last year. It's now April. And he's still not finished it. But he sent a video of a picture of his old man who must have been dropping off some white paint and somebody had slammed on in front of him. And so he had to break really hard. The rest is history, you know, like the paint lid came off, covered the inside of his car in white paint. How do you even clean that up, man?
I don't know. I just bought a new car. I think that's one of those things where I'm like, oh no, like it's got to, I try to get, we buy any car or whatever, just start again. But yeah, it was a bit of a mess, I think.
Did he get it cleaned up?
I don't know. I'll have to check in with him.
I don't even know how you clean
How do you clean that up?
It's like Mike said, you have to probably turn it to a car detailer and be like,
I said to Tom, like, how he must have not put the lid on correct. Because if you tried to get like industrial paint pots, like, yeah, you have to get like a screwdriver on them.
It'd have been half years. Like, I don't think it's that hard to comprehend. It just like breaks, went everywhere. Rest is history.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sorry to interrupt this episode. I want to take a few seconds just to tell you about our Patreon. If you can support us on Patreon, we have got early access to every episode like this one and future guest episodes that are coming up. We've got some big names in the pipeline. You get exclusive behind the scenes clips from like when Adam's traveling around the world or we're just chatting shit in the studio. Each episode, we record a Patreon only section, which is a little bit less PG than the actual full episodes. You guys can interact with us and help us steer this sinking ship and tell us what you want to hear on this podcast. You can get all this for less than the price of a pint and it saves us from having to flog some ball shavers. So if you can, support us on Patreon. Back to the episode. What else has been going on? Oh, P. Diddy is P. Diddlid. Allegedly.
It's funny that because you know that video we were talking about where I ate the pizza?
Yeah.
I said something like, in the commentary like, oh, they probably want to make sure the pros aren't diddling them.
Yeah, they do.
But like, that's just like conning them in England, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I think everyone in America, that just means, you know, sexually assaulting people, which of course is not what I meant. But yeah, yeah. I'm like, why the heck is he even famous? He got like any song that you could think top of your head, which is actually just his song. I know he's a producer, right? But tell me a song that like Puff Daddy was on, or P. Diddy, or P. Diddly, or P. Diddly.
That one went,
Diddly,
he did that Bad Boys one.
And then when
he heard that.
Biggie Smalls got killed, he did that other song.
Yeah, but like, that's not his song. Missing You. Yeah, that's not his song for like about seven different reasons. First of all, it's the Police song. Second of all, like, he's only part of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know why he's famous. I'm like, anyway, but yeah, has he been allegedly touching kids or actually touching kids? Or
yeah, like, I think allegedly he's done all sorts of bad stuff. I think he's like an Epstein. It sounds like he's had a bit of an Epstein's Island thing going on. House has got cameras in and he's been like blackmailing people with sexual videos. And apparently his parties are notorious for being wrong-uns and.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure that never go to a P. Diddy party then, if he throws any more.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think he's going to throw many more. But then, like, everyone's now like, oh, they're going to come after Jay-Z. They're going to come after all these people in America.
Jay-Z, why has he been doing them as well?
Well, apparently, if you've been at the party, it's a bit like Epstein's Island. If you've been on the island.
Nah, you don't. I think that was always like, well, the Epstein Island's a little different. But, like, I think if you've been, like, if you were invited to, like, one of P. Diddy's parties, you could go and be like, oh, this is a bit shit, and then leave. And it doesn't mean that you're like guilty of anything.
I'd be fucked me, because like, if somebody said to me, oh, like, come to a party, I'd be like, all right, yeah, I'll turn up. And then that's it, you're immediately like, banged it right.
You'd be all right, because you'd be gone by 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'd be when George did his gig this weekend, which I said I'd take some pictures of, I will do a gig. But when I saw his Instagram, he was like, we start playing at 10 p.m. You think I'm gonna be awake at 10 p.m.
He's just gone, isn't he? Like, you could say anything after 7 p.m. You're not gonna reply. Yeah.
I do just put my phone on Do Not Disturb on a night. I like
mine's
it.
Always
I
on Do Not Disturb, but I'll still like check it periodically.
I can't be arsed, mate. And most nights I'm asleep by 9 o'clock. Like, that's that, mate.
I'm happy for you.
Is Tilly like a good sleeper now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably just catching up on all the years of sleep you've lost.
Yeah, and she just like she'll get up as soon as the birds start tweeting, man. That's it. Like yeah. You're up. So that's the thing, you know, going on nights out and that. If you're staying at home afterwards, there's no rest for the wicked. If you're out till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you're up at six. That's it.
I love how like 1 o'clock is that's like late. Oh, if you're out, you're turning up the town till 1 o'clock.
I'm old, mate. I'm older. How old are you now? I'm a family. 31. So.
Yeah, I'd probably stopped it by that
point. When's your birthday, Adam?
July.
I feel like you've been the same age for like 3 years now.
July, mate. It's coming up. 39. It's coming up. 39. Yeah.
We're going to do something for your 40th?
I hope I don't make it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah, if I'm here,
maybe. He's joking. He's joking.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
I don't know. Maybe my once, because we're I'm still friends with loads of my friends from school. So we're all turning 40, basically, in pretty much the same year.
Yeah.
And my mate's like, let's all go to Vegas. But Adam, I need you to like bankroll everyone that can't afford it. And I'm like, so everyone then.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You sat in Vegas by yourself.
That's woo, probably not good.
With Nurse Ricky.
I'd be like, yeah, heart attack grill. Is Nurse Ricky in today? Oh, she is. Great. I'll see you at like 10 o'clock when you open.
How long are we going for, George?
30 minutes.
Have we got? Should we do a... whatever those things are that we do now.
The big fact yeah. hunt.
Yeah. I'm not sure we can use that because didn't Jack's happy hour have done something?
Yeah, nicked
quite,
it.
Quite. I don't know if they nicked it, but the people are going to think that we've nicked it because that's a bigger podcast.
The big, massive that fact hunt.
Oh, they added the word massive.
They added the word massive.
Oh, right. Okay.
We can't compare to their podcast. Unfortunately, they've got a bigger audience than us.
About 400 times bigger.
Okay, who wants the first question?
Who did it last week?
I feel like I always go first, but I don't really give a
shit. Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, Josh. How many of Henry VIII's wives were called Catherine?
God, I went to see a musical, you know. I went to the Alhambra. They were like, every year the family's like, oh, we should go watch a musical. And it was called, I think it was called Eight, and it was about Henry VIII's wives.
Right.
Why does that need a musical? Like, come on, man.
It was proper shit, mate.
Sounds so diabolic. Bad.
Just Google it, Josh. Just do Henry VIII's Wives musical. It was the worst. Because it was just constant singing of just shit about these women that were all Henry VIII's wives.
Did all they rap in, any of them, or were they all
yeah, they were a rapper.
There was a rap.
Yeah, they were dressed in, like, diamantes and... Oh, it was fucking awful. Is it called Eight?
No, Six.
Six, right.
That was a good one, your mad six. Dreams, then.
No, yeah. Yeah. It were awful. But I'm pretty sure there's, like, two or three. There's, like, Catherine of Aragon, Catherine of right, Polygon, Catherine of...
Polygon. answer the flipping question.
I'm going to just guess three. There were loads of them called it. Just don't ask me how they died, because I fell asleep.
Okay. Tis three.
Hooray.
Can you name them all, Adam? Or either of you?
Catherine of Aragon, Catherine Parr, and Catherine Zeta Jones. I don't know. I have no idea on the third one.
I will Google it if I had the time.
Somebody will know.
Next one. Okay, Adam. Who wrote the book Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car? Oh,
Jesus Christ, man. The book...
The book.
I don't fucking know, man. Why am I not? He's on Kids Trivial Pursuit. I'm on like fucking master level.
You're old, man. You're 39
this year.
Mate, just get
down in here and just get my arms broken already. You know what I mean? Like, it's a foregone conclusion. I don't know. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I quite literally have no idea. I don't know.
I'm wondering if I should give you a clue.
Since when were clues an option?
I don't know.
I'm just wrong.
Just want to help him.
No, I'm interested to know that. I cannot wait. Tell me the answer.
Okay. It was Ian Fleming. Do you know who that is, Josh?
I know
Ian
Fleming.
Is that awesome? Who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Ian Fleming wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable to me. You know the best thing about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Which is also... the worst thing about it, Dick Van Dyke's accent in the film. He's trying to do the Cockney chimney sweep.
I used to be absolutely horrified by the child catcher in that.
I've got a nose like the child catcher. Ah. And he's like kind of long pointy nose.
Like Dick Van Dyke.
And hair, like him, and he was at.
You know, when we remember when the Russians took over that Snapchat filter and you can make you look old, remember? That was the conspiracy theory. When it made me look old, I looked like Dick Van Dyke. Do you remember the picture? I'll try to dig it out.
Dick Van Dyke's got like a massive chin though. My favourite Dick Van Dyke role is when he was in Scrubs. He played the old doctor that wouldn't like change, so he kept doing all these old dangerous procedures. Yeah. Townsley, that's what it was called, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, Scrubs was such a good show. I love Dr. Cox. You reckon we could get John C. McGinley on the show?
No.
Is that a little too... I mean, but he's not really doing much these days.
I think we're aiming a bit high there, mate.
You reckon? But we're not asking for like the main character, just Dr. Cox. He plays Dr. Cox in everything apart from The Rock, where he plays like a soldier. Anyway, sorry, what?
We've been talking about getting Notorious Bob.
Oh, yeah, he sent me a message. Well. Is he coming this month, yeah?
Yeah, end of the month.
Yeah, he sent me a DM. He slid in me like out of nowhere, midnight. This is when the DM came in on my Instagram.
Wonder if it could be the time difference.
I got your boy 100K. I got your boy from 100K subscribers to 3.8 million, and now he's in serious stagnation. I'll get him up to 4 million. Least I can do for my son from England. Tell him, don't worry, Papa Bob is coming to town. I'm like the eating Santa Claus come early.
Yeah, I can't wait for Bob to get here. I told him I'd make as much time available as I could at the end of... April when he gets here, yeah. So it's just like help him out and whatnot. They've got a rental car and whatnot, so I don't need to drive him, I don't think. But
he'll be the first guest in the new studio as well. That'll be pretty exciting.
He'll have some mad stories about... Just ask him all about... Like, don't ask me about YouTube because it's boring. Ask him about like all the mad stories about eating back in the day when I had to eat for the...
Yeah, eat for you're going to be there. You can help ask these questions.
I know, but like, you're more the interviewer type, but I'll just sit there and laugh. But yeah, you had to sing for your supper back then, man. Massive prize money that you had to win.
How tall is he? Is he like a Randy-sized character?
Nah, he's just shade taller than me, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe about you, maybe a little smaller than you, yeah. I think. I normally sat down next to him.
I've got in the notes here, Jen's date at Five Guys. What is this? What are you on about? Can we talk about this?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? Yeah, one of her, I thought this was a little creepy. She sent me a picture of, she had gone to Five Guys with some bloke she was on a date with, and he ordered the world famous...
The beard shake.
Beard shake. I mean, I can't copyright it. I'm sure other people ordered it, but yeah, peanut butter, Oreo and bacon, he ordered that. I thought, a little creepy that, you know?
Did he do it knowing that was your choice of shake? Oh.
Seems a little coincidental if he didn't do that.
And did he not let on that he knew who you were?
He had said he knew who I was some point. That this is not the first time they've been on a date, but I just thought that's a bit odd, that, isn't it? It'd be like going on a date with like
is this the
Puff Daddy, for example, and playing like Missing You in the car. Like, you just wouldn't do it, would you? It's like, just, I don't know. I thought it was just a bit odd, but
is this a regular then now? Is this like has she sort of settled down a little bit?
I don't know, mate. You have to ask her. I'm not. I'm really like.
Shall I ring her? Okay.
Thought you were the gatekeeper.
I've got to stop saying that. I don't know, man. I feel like there's a section now. We need to do a jingle from sister's dating life.
Jen's vagina.
I guess, you know how many people message me saying, like, is your sister single? Like, why are you messaging me, man? Like, what do you think I'm going to say? Yeah, give me a number. I'll set you up. Yeah, I'm like,
I just wait until somebody sends you a video and you're...
I never open videos.
Yes, I wouldn't as well if I were you.
Never, ever.
But so we don't know if she settled down a bit then.
No, she hasn't settled down. Don't talk nonsense. She was she was drunk last night.
Really?
Yeah, man. She's always drinking. I told you, man. She's like my dad was an alcoholic. No, he wasn't an alcoholic, but kind of was. She's just like my dad. She's always boozing, man.
Fair enough.
In other news, there's a mural appeared of Adam.
That's a good title for the put. If you love your baity titles. Somebody made a mural of me or something. I don't know. Probably most people on YouTube don't know what a mural is. But yeah, somebody, some very talented graffiti artist paid me the great honour of spraying my face.
That's
on,
wild,
isn't
it?
On, yeah, I wanted... I was going to drive down there actually after this if I got
where
time.
Where is it? But
it's, I don't want to say where it is just in case... Well, when's this going out?
This will be going out Sunday. So, Friday on Patreon, Sunday on the main channel.
It's in Peterborough, apparently. I've been. I only know that because the guy told me. Naturally, he didn't mention it in the post because then somebody would just go down and draw a dick on it. Drawing a dick on it would be fine. But like, if somebody like...
That'd be funny. Shit, that, wouldn't it? If somebody goes and defaces it.
I think it's... I don't think it's about defacing. I think more because it's a graffiti tunnel, so somebody might be like, right, okay, I'm going to go paint over it and do my thing.
Right.
And I thought it might be a neat way to start a video, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Walking through his tunnel, like, oh, look at that, you know? And it's like, how often does something like that happen?
Yeah, you should definitely go film that intro. Is that why you brought your camera back?
No, that's just got my... It's not got my camera in it. Well, it's got a camera in it, not like the camera I use. That's just got my lappy in there. But 2.5 hours drive. If I'm going to go down there, I need to make it not to just see a mural of myself. So yeah, I don't know. I'll figure something out. I was supposed to be doing stuff today, but I'm not. So yeah, what were we saying?
Is it legal to do graffiti like that?
That is a legal graffiti tunnel. Apparently some city councils, in the interest of like encouraging the art of it, allow certain tunnels, normally like shit ones out of town that nobody really uses, to be used for graffiti, which I did not know. But
did you see the new Banksy that appeared as well?
No, does anyone know what that is yet?
Well, they're saying, oh, photograph emerges of Banksy, and it's like, how are you supposed to know for sure?
What is the new Banksy?
It's like there's a tree that's got no sort of leaves, no branch, no nothing on basically. It's a bare tree. And he's painted on the wall behind it, sort of like all the greenery. And there's like a girl stood underneath it, but it's like...
They are really cool, I think. Like, but
it's a cool concept.
There's certainly like an element of philosophy to it. It always...
Until someone chops down the tree and then it'll make no sense.
Yeah. But they're pretty cool, man. It's no Bob Ross, but...
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
We've got an original Bob Ross out there, haven't we?
How does this guy...
Did you sort your surf shark out then? Did you get your Bob Ross?
No, you know, funny... The weirdest part about that is about 3 days later, after I said you can't get Bob Ross on YouTube, they must have... Sky Arts or whoever has the rights to them on the TV must have... The contract must have expired because it's all back on YouTube now.
Is it?
So I don't need those stinking surf shark.
Who knew Sky were listening to the podcast?
Yeah. Just back to Banksy, like, does this guy make any money? How do you, like, what's the, if nobody knows who you are, like...
No, I don't think he makes money from it.
So just like...
Which is mad, because you can always buy, like, copies, can't you? Like, bootlegs of the, I don't know if that's the right word, but of the paintings, like, on Etsy and stuff like that. So, like, it's kind of sad that his art's ripped off, he earns no money from it. Most artists don't really do it for the money, though, do they?
No, it's just for the love of the art.
Yeah, certainly when you're talking about painters and stuff. These things are quite minimalist as well. I don't want to be... I'm sure a lot of planning goes into it and whatnot, but I don't know how long they can actually take to paint, say, compared to that graffiti mural, man.
Yeah, I think you have to be pretty sharp. I think the idea is that you're in and out as well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how long that graffiti took.
It was three of them did it, apparently.
Right.
Three cats did it.
I filmed a guy doing it down in, he did the Josh Warrington one in Leeds, you know, under the flyover thing. And then he was the same guy that did the Calvin Phillips one, down by the...
Yeah, come on, man.
What?
Like, who? Apart from Jimmy Savile, who else is famous and from Leeds? Mel B. It's like me and Mel B got to be on this list, man. Come on.
Kaiser Chiefs from Leeds, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're shit.
I know.
Like, but like, come on, man. It's got to be like Mel B, she gets one.
Yeah.
And then I've got to be somewhere after. Malcolm McDowell, has he had one? The guy from Clockwork Orange.
I wonder what's got to happen to get one of Adam done.
Well, I'll pay handsomely. In my city of Leeds, that'd be nice. Not that I'm like, I don't want to just see like pictures of myself everywhere. I'm just saying it'd be
is
like
that, is that Calvin mind. Phillips one still up there? Because you'd fit on that wall quite pretty nice. I mean, he plays Man City now, so.
West Ham.
Shows how much I know.
He's having a bad time of it though, isn't he? Poor Calv.
Apparently so. Apparently Leeds want to buy him back.
Euros is coming up in now. We're watching a bit of foosball, England versus...
That's like
who did they play?
Brazil.
I don't think it was Brazil.
Who did we play the second match? I can't remember.
Belgium.
It were proper Belgium. Crap though.
So boring. If you're trying to get into football, you shouldn't be watching international friendlies, mate. It's like the pits, man. The bins. They're the worst type of football match to ever watch.
Why did they put it on telly then?
That's why it's on terrestrial TV.
And they lost as well. Like against Josh gave me this like speech about how good the team we've got, and then they lost. Like, yeah, we're going to do it this year.
Yeah,
we're going to win the World Cup.
Because it's...
For God's sake.
It's every year. Every 4 years.
You're going to get a T-shirt? You need one of new shirts?
A T-shirt?
A shirt, like a footy shirt. I don't know.
Have you seen all this about the flag on the back?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the beef? Like, what's the beef with the flag?
I don't know.
It's multicoloured and not a red cross.
I don't
cross.
Know if it's like a to do with Pride or something like that.
Thing?
But
a bunch of bunch of people got really mad about the stylistic inclusion of it.
Who cares?
Is it for Pride or is it just multicolored?
I don't know, mate. You'd have to Google it, which
they've just changed. They've got the pattern of the flag where it's sort of like the red cross, but instead of red, it's like purple and pink or something like that. And people are outraged by it.
Outraged this year, outraged.
I don't think they are really, to be honest. No one I know is outraged.
People love an excuse to get mad about stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Shades of red, blue, purple, and. What a shit segment of the podcast.
Know,
cut that out,
really.
Entertaining. Have we got what else to do? We do big facts and
you've been invited on an MMA podcast.
Yeah, what is this about? I'm gonna turn up and be like, "What's an armbar again?"
I got a DM from. I've been followed by like all big promotions, and one of them being MMA. Well, Cage Warriors followed me, and then MMA on Point followed me. Which is a big outlet. I think they've got like 12 million subscribers or something.
You put the Alan Partridge meme in.
But then the DM me saying, do you and Adam want to come on the podcast?
And I said, a big podcast, I know.
Yeah, it's a big podcast.
How big are we talking?
Let's have a look.
I suppose they're all big compared to us being the minnow of a podcast that we are. In the stream, they're probably like a barracuda or an otter or something. I don't know.
They've got a million subscribers on YouTube.
Pretty big then.
And the average views... quite heavy, I would say. That's about hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
But I said,
are you not begging to go up? I thought you'd be booking his flights,
I messaged him back saying, well, where do you record? And also, you couldn't have picked two more underqualified people to come on your podcast.
You are qualified.
Yeah, but I'm who am I?
Admittedly, yeah, you are a nobody.
You're
like,
a watcher of MMA, I suppose.
At least you're like our famous.
Well, yeah, on YouTube. Look. Maybe part of the podcast is they're trying to appeal to people that are newbies to it. Like, I'm interested by MMA. It's just that I don't know shit about it, you know? So like, maybe that's it. I don't know. But like, I imagine you want to do it. So if you want to do it, mate, I'm at your disposal. Well, a bit like when we did the Tom Aspinall thing, which I didn't really want to do. A bit like when we did the James Smith thing that I didn't really want to do. I just take instructions from you now, man. You're the boss. You're the jefe. So
I'm not, mate. But I don't think we'll do that one because...
You should, and bring Danny Mitchell, like you said.
Yeah, I said the only way that this would work in our chat was if we take Danny Mitchell with us for a bit of credibility.
You should.
But we'll see. We'll see what comes of that. I think... I think we'll come unstuck pretty quick. I spent a year watching Octagon, so I don't even know what's going on in the UFC.
It'd be all right for me, because like you're supposed to know about it, so like I'd be on there like, I don't know shit. Like, who? John Jones? I don't know. Isn't he retired or something? Like, what does he do?
Who's Tom Aspinall? Tom on your podcast, man.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Rice pudding's nice, isn't it?
That guy that turned up an hour late. Yeah, that dude? Oh, yeah, he couldn't eat worth of shit.
Oh, yeah,
I remember
rice
him now.
Pudding,
yeah.
I love rice pudding.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Nice and
So I get away with it because of that, but like you're supposed to know. You presented at MMA shows. That's probably your qualification. That's probably how they introduce
4.
You. They'd be like, "Yeah, Josh Gudgeon presents this show that nobody watched on Channel 4. They sold 6,000 seats in a 40,000 seat stadium."
there goes any opportunity of me
going with them again.
I won't be working with them again, will I? What else is on the list, George?
Adam, have you got any more strange requests or DMs?
I feel like you're leading me.
You sent a few in the chat recently, but
you're leading me somewhere there. Could you give me a reminder? Or am I supposed to do
the nudes? We did nudes last week.
No, not those ones.
No nudes.
You just had a few sort of odd messages and comments, have you not?
Probably. You're gonna have to remind. Do you have the message there? It'd be quicker if you just tell me what it is.
I can find them for you.
Thank
they were Christ. They were in the chat.
Oh, they were. I get many of them. Many nice and heartwarming comments.
Any more like invites to do...
invoices, yeah. Plenty from you. What? Invites to do what?
Good reminder, actually. I need to send you an invoice. Invites to do anything with like any other YouTuber, celebrity people.
Got asked to go on this podcast, which I think films in California. And I'm like, okay, but I live in England, which might be a problem. And they just replied saying, okay, thanks for telling us. Like... I don't know. Isn't it kind of common knowledge that I spend a lot of time over there, I suppose. Or certainly overseas.
What was the podcast?
Rich Roll.
He's a cool guy, him.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I've read a couple of his books.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a vegan.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. He famously turned his life around. He was like obese.
Yeah.
Turned... It was a swimmer when he was younger.
Yeah, a swimmer?
A swimmer, a really accomplished swimmer. Then sort of had a family, got fat, got out of shape. Then decided, right, I need to turn this around. So it turned to veganism as well.
Didn't start swimming again, no. Just went vegan. Yeah. Oh, he did start
Then
swimming.
He started doing like triathlons, Ironmans, ultras. And now he's got this podcast with the Rich Roll podcast, and he's had some big, really big names on, actually.
Yeah, I saw
Casey Knights, that's been on there. He's had some big dudes.
Yeah, man.
Rogan.
I wasn't dismissed for anything. I was a bit like it. I mean, I live in Britain, but yeah. Thinking they might be like, yeah, man. Like, well.
That's a substantial podcast. You think they'd be like, it's cool, man. We'll fly you out, you know?
Well, like, I thought maybe they would just say like, well, next time you're in America,
right, yeah.
Next time you're over here. But they didn't, so maybe thought better of it, which I will not take any personal offense to because I'm not that interesting. I got invited to do a Comic Con I've never been to a Comic Con, but to be like a sit at one of those tables.
Signing stuff.
Funny thing is, in Ontario in June, which I was actually going to fly in there, but I was just like, nah, man, I kind of like... It was just going to come out to a Comic Con to see me, you know?
I reckon a lot of people would, actually.
He said that, but I was just like, I feel just...
Is that where weird. They, like, charge for autographs and photos and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, if they did, then I definitely wouldn't be going. But, like, no, I don't think
I think if you're just there, you can go, like, queue up and...
And you
like,
don't
it's almost like a meet and greet. I would suspect. I wouldn't have thought that... Well, I suppose they would monetize it, but I wouldn't have thought they would have done. You'd think that'd be part of the ticket, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you're going to queue for 3 hours to meet this twonk, then you deserve at least... A BMF on a napkin.
Yeah. BMF with a smiley face. I'll sign your tits.
Get that at the start of the podcast, George. Timestamp that.
No context, real. I found some of these strange DMs, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to name them, but...
Name them, man. I don't give a shit.
No. No idea if you're going to see this and kind of hoping you don't as I'm about to embarrass myself. You are a fine-looking man.
I remember that one.
And I've been crushing on you for ages. And even though I'm very sorry about your breakup, it is easier to fantasize about a man who doesn't have a girlfriend lurking in the corner. You should let me know if you ever make it to Spain. I'd very happily be your tour guide, although I can't guarantee that you'll be touring restaurants.
I remember that now. I remember the last part of it being like, oof, that's a little cringy. That's something from a Jackie Collins novel. Thanks, mate. I don't think I'm ever going to go to Spain, honestly. I've been too much, not to eat anything, but thanks, I guess.
And you had another message saying, donate to kids.
Yeah, that was it. Just donate to kids. No, like affiliated charity or anything, just donate to kids. Just going to go around. Like, I think that'd get me in a lot of trouble, actually, because what if I like start giving money to kids at random on the street?
Yeah.
I'll be in the P. Diddy category then, won't I?
And then, fucking B. Diddler over there.
There's a random comment on, I think it was one of our reels. I reckon Adam has a fair few admirers that will drop into his DMs now he's single. I'd be one of them if I had the confidence. Hee hee.
Is it Michael Jackson?
have you seen that where someone changes pronouns on his Instagram page to hee hee? But Adam is fire. However, I'm likely... to that as I'm pretty much sure I'd never meet him, so I'll just, and then drool emoji, over your videos, etc. Maybe you can make a calendar, Adam. Now that would be awesome. Love what you do, dude. Don't ever change. Your content is amazing. It always makes my Sunday evenings the best of the week.
I'm laughing. It's not out of gratitude. It's just I find compliments or anything like that quite intensely... awkward. I said that, like, instead of doing a... flipping stupid song again at Christmas, maybe I just do a sexy calendar. What do you reckon?
Bag are not taking those pictures.
Bag, you're in the pictures. It's a Breaking Bread podcast calendar.
What?
So all three of us naked in various different
off the games.
I need to get shredded then, winter shred. Yeah, maybe we'll put that in the maybe.
I'm gonna get on that test.
Yeah, and then one last
holding
strange
a, DM. Holding a, cheeseburger in front of your balls. A different food.
A slider.
An aubergine. What do you think a reasonable time to eat this plate of onion rings is?
But it's not spelled, it's spelled union rings, yeah, isn't
union
it?
Union rings.
Union rings. Is that what they call them in like America? But there's no picture, eh?
Asking the tough questions.
Like a plate of onion rings, like, how many onion rings are on the plate? Like, there's no picture of the plate. And like, what do you mean a reasonable amount of time? Like, I don't know.
I thought he meant like a reasonable time of the day to eat onion rings.
Oh, right. I was thinking like the speed at which you would eat the onion rings.
We should do it. Like, we should create a segment, get a new jingle going for Adam's DMs. And we'll just like, we'll just see what wild and wonderful things come
dodgy,
in every week.
Dodgy DMs.
That's dodgy kind of like DMs.
Bit of
DMs.
Alliteration.
There you go. Dodgy yeah, DMs. Nice. Right. Should we look at getting this to a close and jumping over to Patreon?
Do you want to finish on a fest pit first and then jump over?
Yeah, let's do that.
We're still doing these. Didn't just get ditched a few weeks ago?
I think we've picked.
We'll try it back.
For the main video, we pick like the ones that are a little bit more appealing to a wider audience, and then we do the really bad ones on Patreon.
Well, there's only a few sort of. Well, there's ones that you guys have picked out that I've used.
You get plural. I don't think I've been involved, have I?
You have.
Oh my God! This must be.
First. This is the first.
All right, should we go for it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call.
Answer it. That's the rule. That's the rule. Get it answered.
Is it someone you know, though?
Answer it.
Right.
Oh, he was... He was
it bailed. They bailed on it.
He was tactically too slow answering it.
Are you the owner of the property?
Yeah. Have you got a shit sofa for sale?
What's the measurements?
Right, go on. Do the fest pit.
On holiday in Spain with my husband, we got a bit daring and went on a nudist beach for the first time. I lay back and everything was fine until I heard a man say my name. I opened my eyes and there was Mike from accounts standing next to me with his naked wife.
Yes, but that's believable at least.
That is believable.
But I suppose, what difference does it make? A bunch of
we almost went to a nude sauna in Germany.
Yeah,
I
would have done it. I'd have been there. I'd have turned up naked. Like I was.
Josh blew it. Like I ain't doing this. I'm like, nah, come on, it'd be proper funny for the fun.
I was game of doing it, man. I've got nothing to hide.
Next trip, we'll do naked saunas. But yeah, would you go to nudist beach?
I wouldn't particularly want to. Like, why do I want to see a bunch of like melty? Most people are like just, it's usually full of old people. Nothing wrong with that, but like I don't particularly want to see it. So
a leathery dick, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't be like scared. I've been to a nudist beach actually.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
More power to them, man.
Nude yourself.
Yeah, but I was like really young, so I don't actually know why my parents took me. Probably didn't know it was a nudist beach. Odd. But my parents weren't nude though.
That is a bit odd, actually.
Oh my!
I think it was like no, it was in like. Fuerteventura, like years and years and years ago, and I think it was next to like a regular beach, if I recall. And like, so we didn't spend time there, but we actually went to the beach and could see naked people. I think I was just naked because I'm young. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Yeah. Like, I think those days have gone now. Though. I don't think kids are supposed to be naked.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
It was like, it.
We could discuss the legalities of it. Fair, I don't know. But
did Jenna see the part of the podcast the other week where you were talking about your old man smashing your mum on holiday and you walked in?
Yeah, she watches all the podcasts, so she would have seen it, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Brutal, that. Yeah, has your mum seen it? Does your mum know that happened?
No. Okay. I could just go tell her if you want, but like, I think she'd be mortified.
If you only
call her now.
Mum, do you remember
what we say? Mum, hey, like, just so you know, like, there was one time...
When we were in Greece, I walked in...
It was in Worcester, actually.
Oh, what? You weren't even abroad?
No, I was telling you, distant family wedding in Worcester. It wasn't a travel lodge, no. Yeah, with adjoining rooms.
Anyway.
Get in.
Let's finish on this last one. This is the one you've sent in, Adam.
I sent the first one in. I didn't send the nudist beach one in.
Oh, this one might have been Josh. I can't remember. I let my girlfriend peg me to piss off our Christian neighbours.
I sent the nudist one in.
Nah, I sent the nudist. Oh, well, I'd seen that already.
Do we just become best friends?
Yep. Sorry, go on, man. Yeah.
Touch my drums, eh?
I did send this one.
My girlfriend and I have had a great sexual relationship. I usually am always the dominant one, but things have changed a bit since the arrival of our new neighbours. This Christian couple moved in next to our apartment and they're the absolute worst. Day one of moving in, they actually had the nerve to preach to me. The following week, I was approached by the husband who told me my TV was too loud and the show I was watching offended him deeply. That's when I got fed up and devised a plan. I was going to have very loud, rough sex with my girlfriend on the other side of their wall. I really wanted to put an end to him even feeling comfortable enough to talk to me. So I thought hearing me get hooked in the ass through his living room wall would end it. So that's what I did, making sure he heard every disgusting detail as my girlfriend railed into me with a strap-on we purchased at our local sex shop. Since then, the man can't even look me in the eye. Mission accomplished.
How did that make it through to the main show? Have
you actually I was thinking the exact same thing. And also, the other thing, on the easy ways, like if that were me, I'd be like, fuck off. But like, I mean, or maybe his TV was too loud. I don't know, like, but anyway, I that seems like an elaborate way to just say, hey, you know, to fulfill a, like, I've always wanted to get pegged.
Yeah,
but like,
I mean, think it was an excuse to get pegged.
Yeah, you'd pretend, oh yeah, shag my ass, not actually getting pegged.
That's good on no context.
And as soon as I said it, I'm like, no!
Last time he put something like that on the no context reel, like Danielle didn't talk to him for a week.
Yeah, she got a bit offended. Because, you know, we're about this.
Oh, yeah.
I implied that it was that noise was coming from his bedroom. I think she took that to mean that, like,
she took a bit of offense to that. Like,
come on, man. Like, come on, Daniel. You think this cat can, like, have you heard this person small talk? I'm amazed that he managed to pull you. Like, it's unbelievable to me that, like, if you leave him, he's done, man.
Right, are we done?
Yeah.
Right, let's get on to Patreon. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening and watching and supporting us again. Yeah, catch you on the next one.
That was atrocious.